Welcome back, everyone. This is Candidly Eclectic. It's been a while since we've been here, and we wanted to be transparent about why. Shay had a major surgery at the start of July. While she is doing good, she did want to take it easy for a while. There were also some technical difficulties to overcome. Hopefully, though, we won't have any more setbacks. So without further ado, we are so happy it's summer. Today is our seasonal episode. So we're tackling everything about summer for us. What's the weather like? What holidays do we celebrate? And what do we do to pass the time? The answers to that and so much more are coming right up. Grab a lemonade or an iced coffee and tell us your answers in the comments. We hope you have an amazing summer or winter if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. Let's roll.
Okay. What is your favorite part of summer?
I'm gonna have to say doing new adventures.
Okay.
So what? I just came back from summer vacation. So technically, I don't want to give anybody the wrong impression, but when I go on summer vacation, everyone's like, oh, where are you going? Where are you going? Just to my beach house, which is in North Wildwood, New Jersey. And it's a small condo. And everyone's like, oh, you're so lucky. You're so... Okay. Yeah, you... Yeah. Shay knows the look I gave her. She knows the look. It is nice to have a condo.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm down there every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the beach by 10 a.m. Come off the beach by 3, and I am done.
Mm-hmm.
But for this summer vacation, it was good. It was. We went out to dinner Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which was good. We went out to different places. Dinner. Oh my god, it was so good. I am so full, but it's like I still have leftovers from the one restaurant. I had flounder. I have a whole half a fillet of flounder. They gave me almost about two whole fillets of flounder.
Good.
Fried flounder. So I ate the one, and then I ate half of one, so it gave me one and a half, plus the veggies, plus the potatoes and everything, but my new adventure this summer was actually doing it's called Revolution Rail Bike in Cape May.
Okay.
So it's right on Washington Street, like by downtown Cape May. Cape May, New Jersey is another beach area a little bit further from North Wildwood. Up, right? It's up.
I think.
Yeah.
Or
down. Whatever.
Cape May's closer to the bottom of the state.
Yes. So, no, because it's north. We are almost where North Wildwood is. It's almost like the furthest. Anyway. Well, like my favorite thing to do in the summer, like, well, for this year was the Revolution Rail Biking, which was amazing. You were literally in on the railroads, they had like the things that go like this.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom platform is what we sat on. So you have two people, so that's a four-person bike.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is pedal. Like, and you're like, when you, it's a, you're biking, but you, when you think of a bike, you think of like the
mm-hmm.
handlebars are up in front of you. No, the handlebars are like, and you don't have to steer. All I kept wanting to do is steer. I'm like, what do I do to steer? You're just going straight. And where the train tracks take you is what you're following. You don't have to steer at all, but if you're on the right side, you have the brake. And the sign is you push the brake handle, but you have to put your right arm, make a fist, and have to have it like straight up so people behind you know
okay.
that you're braking and you're gonna stop.
Okay.
And it's not bumper cars. It was so much fun. We did a conservatory tour. That was the second stop. It was nice. Just mainly for, like, my summer is just what I would rather do is be out of state, like out of New Jersey, I'd rather go to Gettysburg or like Hershey Park. But this year, actually, we did something new. Oh, and we did a rematch of mini golf because there's a story to that, which I will get into later. So yeah, just being with family and just everything else. But I'd rather be out of state instead of in state, but.
My surgery involves my leg, so I'm kind of down for the count.
Oh, you did fantastic.
Thank you. So I'm not, normally I work during the summer. My contract is a 12-year contract at my job. Or not 12 year, 12 months.
I was going to say, I was like, whoa!
They got me good. No, but it's a 12-month contract, so, and I love my job.
Yeah.
But I normally can. August is very, 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 very busy.
Yeah.
For me. So this year, my entire summer will be recuperating from the surgery I had.
Mm-hmm.
So we did my summer stuff, like going to Ocean City, New Jersey boardwalk. We haven't gone mini golfing yet.
We did it's not fit so that much in. Fun.
I know.
So especially if you're competitive like me. We will get into a story about mini golf. If we can try to fit it in this.
I was, like, trying to do everything I could before the surgery so that I wouldn't feel left out of anything. And I don't feel left out, but I'm just bored. And I'm like, please, can we just go do nothing? So, my favorite part of summer, this summer, is just being with my family so much because I don't normally get to see them in summer and I don't normally get to go do all the fun things that they are doing.
Yeah. Oh, we had a July event before you. We did the 4th of July.
That was fun.
Belated 4th of July. We did the 6th of July, but it was still fun though.
And we might do, me and my mom, a painting with a twist thing.
Nice. I love that. I'm trying to do that this November to do a December one of again, but
because they're doing one near us is doing, and you're painting Hogwarts in a trivia night.
So I will. I will crash. I will bring my Hogwarts cup. I will wear a Harry Potter T-shirt. I will wear a Harry Potter sweatshirt. You know me.
And for the record, friends who are listening. There will be a Harry Potter episode later.
Yes.
Yes. Like September, October, there will be a Harry Potter episode. Because we can't not have a Harry Potter episode.
How did we miss that? We did Marvel. We did Star Wars.
But the Harry Potter is like.
So that's going to be. I feel like that episode is going to be like a 4-part episode.
Yeah. It's like.
So, one part's gonna be Slytherin, one part's gonna be Hufflepuff, one part's gonna be Gryffindor, and the other part's gonna be Ravenclaw. And then we have to do the,
like, books 1 to 5, and then
5 to 7. But then we also have to do Fantastic Beasts.
True.
I love that movie. Oh my god, that movie was on the... Okay, anyway, we are so sidetracked. This is so... What's wrong with us?
As you can see, nothing has changed. Except I have a screw in my leg there.
So you need to bring that note with you when you travel saying, I have metal in my leg.
Got some new hardware, but other than that, it's all the same.
You'll be setting off every metal detector in Disney.
As if I wasn't already.
I know.
My dang glasses.
Oh my gosh! So I sent Shay, like, we sent each other, like, Instagram
reels,
whatever you want to call them, reels, memes, whatever. So, and one of them is, it's Daffy Duck. Okay, if you do not know the original cartoons, like, the original, like, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Lola Bunny, like, the original OG, like, original cartoons, Daffy Duck. He has a little pink purse, and he goes, and it's a meme of, like,
showing the security. I'm actually harmless.
Yes, And it goes, my sunblock.
My sun.
The glasses.
My lip balm.
My, like, and his shit is, like, literally pulling everything out. And I was like, this is, so I said it to Shay, and I was like, this is so you when we were in Florida in March, yeah. And even in California.
They just kept being like, ma'am, I need you,
you
to
you need
step
to step aside. And I was like, and I literally was like 10 steps ahead, and your sister was like, Daisy, we need to stop. We need to wait. I was like, what do you mean? And I turned around, I was like,
oh, she got caught.
And I rolled my eyes, and I knew exactly, but it wasn't being rude of rolling my eyes. It was more of a funny roll of the eyes.
It was just like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah, it was like, not again. Oh, we can make fun of it right now, and we can, like, laugh about it, but in all seriousness, security in Disney does take their job seriously.
Yes. And we are grateful for that.
Yes. But, like, remember, oh, no, yeah, I even got stopped.
Yeah, just the
one. It was the one time, because was it the bracelet or the, it was either the bracelet, something on me. I don't know if it was the bracelet or the earrings. I think, maybe the earrings weren't, I think it was the bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
So Shay let me have one of her Disney bracelets, because she didn't want it. So I was like, sure, I'll take it. I brought the other Disney bracelet, the one it was the Alex and Annie bracelet that set it off.
Yeah.
So if you're wearing Alex and Annie, don't. Because it was the Magic Kingdom one that I got.
Yeah.
I set it off. And they were like, ah, ma'am. And I was like, oh, no. We're so embarrassed.
Minor technical sidetrack. Oh, wrong button.
Okay.
I have now sent you.
Yeah.
The painting with the twist picture.
Okay. August 14th. Oh, man. I work.
Oh.
I work Monday through Friday. Do you not understand that?
What time is it? Is it 6 or 7 for that?
You're about to look. It is. Because if I could, I can probably. Come on. 7 to 9.
Okay.
I could done it 5:30, so I'd go straight from work to there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet I could make that.
Sorry, friends. We got our sidetracked.
Okay, continue. I totally, like, took away your.
For the record, everyone, I do not like to go to Disney in summer because you will burn to death.
Yep,
even if
much.
You're wearing SPF 100, which I have done.
I don't burn. I only burn on the face.
Interruption.
Which, oh, no. And the neck, because I wore my hair up on Thursday, and, like, my neck is, like, on fire, and I'm, like, wearing a necklace right now. I'm like, okay.
The dogs are not in the studio, but you can still hear them. Policy. Okay. So then, I touched on number 3, but if you want to go ahead and ask number 2, go ahead.
What are temperatures like for your area?
I'd say
it depends. Like, last week, it was, like, 90s.
Yeah.
It depends on how severe the weather is. So in Jersey, it can range from, like, well, during vacation, it was actually, like, a nice 85, 87, but it was windy.
Yeah.
Like, when I mean windy, it made it feel like it was cooler than it really was, and I brought a long sleeve shirt. I bought 2 new shirts on vacation. Anyway, so it was, I think it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it was so windy. Like, Thursday was the windiest out of those 3 days, and it was, like, okay. Rainy Wednesday, but then it stopped, but it just varies, so, like, I never listen to the news, I never listen to the weather, but on vacation, I just set the table, so, it was Friday, that was our night in, our only night in, anyway, so, My mom has the news on, and it's telling like the different temperatures from like ranging from last week to this week. How the huge difference of it was like last week, it was like it felt like it was like 95, but it felt like it was 100. Versus this week, it was like the lowest was like 84. And it was like the coolest it's ever been in the first week of August. So it just varies,
yeah,
basically.
It can, like phases that with the wind, it can feel cooler, or if the humidity is high, it can feel hotter.
But also, you got to rate looking with the different storms that are coming, like especially if it's coastal storms or like hurricane storms.
Yeah,
that'll definitely change.
So there's, I'd say it ranges from like 84 to like
94, 97,
topping out at maybe like 100, 102.
Yeah.
Yeah,
depending on how the humidity settles.
Yeah. Now, I touched on this, but I will specify, not verify. Do you use sunscreen? And if so, what SPF?
Obviously. I use 50. And Shay can verify, like, I'm so dark. But, like, I have the worst farmer's tan line because, like, being on vacation, you would think, like, you're on the beach. You get to sit out in your bathing suit. Like, no, Daisy doesn't. Daisy sits in shorts and a t-shirt or, like, a cover-up. Because I'm not one to flaunt my body. Like, I still have scars on my stomach from, like, my past surgery 3 years ago. I'm not one to flaunt. And, like, my upper, I'm not, let's just say I'm not small, okay? As a parent of mine said, I never had that problem when I was your age, meaning, so there are different things that I'm not comfortable with, especially on vacation. Like, I feel like everyone's, like, bikinis, like, tankinis, one pieces, who are bigger than me, just walking up and down the beach, and I'm, like, sitting in a chair, or, like, walking in biker shorts, like, with pockets, and a t-shirt. Like, literally, the shirt I'm wearing now is a black t-shirt that says, Real Girls Go Ghost Hunting. I will wear a t-shirt with shorts, and that's it. And, like, I have the worst shorts, too. I'm, like, going out to dinner, I wear dresses so you can hardcore see the tan line, the shoulder, arm tan line. I'm like, oh, this is so embarrassing. But it's what I'm comfortable in. It is what it is.
Yeah, I'm normally in SPF 50, unless I'm in Disney, and then it's SPF 75 or SPF 100.
Or SPF 3000. You burn like there's no tomorrow. Like, you can literally sit in, like, by a window, and, like, the way it is right now, where the sun is right now, you would still burn. I'm like, how did you accomplish that?
For literal example, when we went in March to Disney.
Oh, the first day! Yes! It was only, like, got up to 75.
Yes!
Sunny and 75.
And I still burnt.
I didn't get burned, and I wore a long sleeve bathing suit too.
Like, 3 hours we were out there, and I was like red as a lobster.
Yeah, she was, guys.
And I'm like, what the actual heck? Like, no,
this is not what I wanted.
I'm like, so on the way out of Blizzard Beach, I had to buy some aloe vera ointment or gel, whatever.
Yeah, aloe.
Because I was like, I'm not.
She literally, it looked like someone took, like, a hot pan, and just stuck it on her for like 2 seconds, and she was like beet red.
I am not going to go down like this. This is not how I go.
Yeah, because Shay is a lot whiter than I am. Is that the right word? Whiter than I am? So, speaking of tanning, and sunburn, we were over vacation.
Oh, we were
after Okay, we'll get it. After mini golf, we went to literally down the block, and they have a Jurassic Swirl ice cream. So
Okay.
the mini golf was Jurassic Park.
Okay.
It was Jurassic Park themed. It was so cute. Like, we do it every year, or try to. And I had to redeem myself because there's a story behind me and mini golf and cheating from my grandmom. Love you, grandmom, but I think I did really well redeeming myself. Anyway, Friday night, my younger brother, who's in the mil who jo who former military, so he's a veteran, right? He's a veteran now. Yeah. Anyway, was saying we were literally sitting at a table, and he goes, "Daisy, you're so much tanner than I am. I think you're tanner than me." And like, I'm in a like you know the orange shirt, the flower and garden show, the shirt that I got. I literally wore that with legging with rainbow tie-dye leggings, so I literally did not match whatsoever, but it was breezy. And it was like at night it gets cooler. So I came prepared. And my younger brother goes, "Daisy, like, I think you're darker than me." And my mom, she goes, "You think?" And like I roll my sleeve up and we're literally comparing tans. But now that he works outside, you would think like he would, "Nope, I'm tanner than him for once." And like, yes, of him not being a lifeguard anymore. I'm like, yes, redemption in a way. But there is another term that I used to get called when I was younger, which I don't think I should say on here.
Okay.
I think I've told you
I think so.
it. Russian. Because I used to get so. All right. Should I say it?
Just to err on the side of caution, I would probably say no.
Yeah, because I may cause some problems with this term. Well, the first term I can't, but the second I can. We'll go dark Russian. There you go. Okay, so the original term I can't say, but the nicer version was dark Russian. Because of how dark I used to get as a when I was younger. Even now, everyone at work is like, "Oh my gosh, you're so tan." I'm like, "Do you not see the whiteness on my shoulders? I am not that tan. This is like spring. This is summer. So you get two different seasons out of one arm."
Oh, goodness.
Your turn or mine?
Your turn.
Okay. What do you look forward to the most in summer?
You have to say, it's always been this one thing, and I got it before surgery this year.
Okay.
And it was a letdown this year.
What did you get?
Polish water ice on the Ocean City Boardwalk. I got Polish water ice all the time when I was in fifth and sixth grade. We had, like, it was before the rules where you couldn't sell, like, super sugary stuff in school came in.
Oh.
So we had a snack bar, and they always had pre-packaged Polish water ice.
I remember, like an ice cream thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I remember that.
So I would always get that, and then when.
COVID?
No.
Before COVID?
Whatever administration, because I can't remember who did
Oh,
it.
the healthy,
Yeah, with like healthy
the
stuff.
healthy kid or healthy food.
Yeah. I was like, where does. I don't want to be rude. Why
No,
not say?
no, it was because it was a healthy kid thing, and they pushed it
Yeah.
to like get rid of all like the soda, the Gatorade,
Because we.
the chips, and everything. So,
What I would get. One, and I wouldn't get it every day, but I'd get it like every Friday. I'd get Polish water ice and I'd
nice.
get blue raspberry. And it was like
Ooh.
my favorite because prepackaged, easy. And I would also get a, it wasn't soda, but it was called the Switch. And I think you can still get it on Amazon.
Okay.
It's carbonated fruit juice.
So
So
kind
it's
of like a fruit
sparkling.
sparkling juice.
Yeah,
So
so.
kind of like a seltzer, but with
Yeah.
juice, more juice.
So it was kind of a way to like get you to switch from soda to juice, like a
Okay.
between thing.
Okay.
And so I get Polish water ice and my the Switch. when I sometimes get the Switch on Amazon. I haven't done it for like a couple of years, but it's nostalgic. I like it.
Yeah.
So every summer when we would go to Ocean City Boardwalk, we'd go to Shriver's for saltwater taffy and fudge. And Mom and Kristen go to like Core Brothers or DQ on the boardwalk, but I would always go to Polish Water.
Yeah.
Well, this year it had like no flavor. And it was like bluer than I had ever seen it be. So I'm like, did y'all just put a lot of
extract?
Like
blue food coloring?
Blue food coloring and like no flavor. And the ice, like I get something called the Polish Water Ice Freeze, which is like a gelati.
Yeah.
From Rita's, but instead of like layer of ice cream, layer of water, it comes out side by side.
Oh, so one here, one here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it swirls.
Oh, okay.
But I just wasn't impressed. It wasn't as good as it normally always is. So I was really disappointed because that's always what I've been most looking forward to, because it's like the nostalgia of it. And the water ice when it's hot. And I don't know if it was just the location, because I think they have like two or three
different locations on the boardwalk. Yeah.
But it just was disappointing.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah. So how about you? What are you forward to the most? If anything.
Nothing, really.
Okay.
Well, I walked a lot this summer, like, while on vacation. Like, I think it's probably the challenge that I do with my mom. So the challenge is, whatever the August challenge is, whoever wins, the loser has to buy the winner coffee. So that's our little, so every month we do a monthly challenge. So whoever closes their rings or whatever meets their challenge first, the loser has to buy the winner coffee. And we always pick a different coffee place every time. So I look forward to that, and I definitely hit my week challenge, like 7 out of 7 workout challenge.
Okay.
I definitely won that because it arrived on Sunday or Saturday when I like got home. I'd leave vacation early because I had a bridal shower on Saturday, which was phenomenal, by the way. That was fun. That was amazing. It was, oh my gosh, the food was spectacular. And I had eggplant. It was, like, fried or grilled eggplant. And you know, like, how I've said in the past, foods I don't like is eggplant.
Yeah.
I don't like eggplant parm. It was, like, fried or grilled. No, it was grilled. It had to have been grilled eggplant. They had grilled asparagus. Delicious. I ate the eggplant. It was, like, a small sliver, about, like, this thick and, like, this long. I ate the whole thing, and I was like, oh, my God, this is delicious. And I enjoyed it. Whoever catered it, oh my gosh, whatever you guys did to that eggplant was phenomenal, because now you got me to like eggplant. But that's just from them. If I try to eat eggplant anywhere else, I'm going to go back to my original. I don't like eggplant. Probably just the working out and walking and getting my time alone in the mornings. I'm pulling the cart. I pull the cart a lot because my dad had knee surgery. So I offered to pack the cart, help pack the cart and pull it to and from the beach. And doing a impromptu lunch date.
Okay.
So we did the Maui Doghouse, which is on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives Food Network. Phenomenal. My dad loved it. Like, it was a nice little family little thing after we did the bike tour.
But
it was fun. I don't think they're open in October. I was going to say when you come to visit in October, maybe we can go, but I don't think they're open in the fall.
Okay.
Great. But I know a bike rail is, but I don't know how you're going to.
Yeah, I'm not even allowed to do the bike in PP yet.
So. All right. Well, technically, you could put your feet up and I will bike the entire way.
Sure. And I'll be like, faster. I want to see the thing. Come on. can be speedy.
I rode a bike by myself, and I was so at the end, I was struggling. And the people and the two tour guides behind us had like the extra power on their bike. So like, and my younger brother and my mom were ahead of us on the end. So like, you going two, I'm in the front. Going back, mm-hmm. they switched the bikes around. Like the, not the bikes, yeah. the actual seats. Yeah. So like, they rotate the seats, so you're like going the right direction, which is pretty cool. And you're in the same bike. So I had Osprey. What are the odds of having Osprey? And I just graduated from Stockton. Like, Stockton Ospreys. Aww. It was meant to be. And then, like, towards, like, the last little leg, they're like, you don't need to pedal anymore. We got you. And I'm like, you sure? They're like, yeah. They bumped into me. And, like, I literally could hear it. And I'm like, and I stopped pedaling. And I was like, oh, my.
I loved it.
Your turn.
Okay.
This is gonna take a while.
It is. We're 31 minutes in.
Holy cow, we're only on question five.
Do you have any allergies that flare up during summer?
Nope. I have no allergies.
Like some
I don't have seasonal allergies at all.
Like some questions I wrote easy. Like
yeah.
that. But then others lead us into like ADHD the territory of like, woohoo! It's me for Shay.
All right. Do you have any traditions for the 4th of July? That was
my tradition for the actual.
Yes. The actual 4th.
Is,
not like 2 days later, like what we do.
Is to attempt. Find so I used to have a Ford Flex,
yes,
and I had a sunroof,
yes,
over the whole thing.
Yeah, I remember
sunroof,
that
the sunroof is the downfall of that car, I shall say. So like it either cracked or the seal broke and it flooded the car after. Rained hard one day and
I remember you telling me this.
Ankle deep water in the seat wells,
mm-hmm.
so I had to get rid of the car. But what I used to do is I would drive to an area, like if they were having fireworks at the park, I'd mm-hmm. go to like the closest shopping center.
Okay,
and I would park there and watch the fireworks from my car.
Yeah.
through the sunroof. And we haven't done that for a couple of years. Then my mom got a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just laid in the truck bed this year. And
jeez. All right, yeah, so hold on. Side note, say truck.
Truck.
Okay. You say it normally. You're no fun. Because usually, like, when I say truck, depending on how I say it, it could be truck or truck. Like, I don't know where that accent comes from. I think I just watched too many Northwest Law shows. And that's on right now. So I'm like, oh.
I was like, we can do this again. Now there's a truck.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can't really do it from a Hyundai Tucson.
You would all have to get out.
Yeah, and you have to kind of lay backwards. And,
no,
like,
you could
stick your head out the back of the truck. Not the truck.
You would have to, the two of you could sit in the trunk with the trunk open. The other two would have to sit on the floor on a blanket.
I was like, okay. And then you and I have the, and like my family has the after 4th of July tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And my other tradition is when they are at home, we go to the Phillies game on 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not always home, so it's like a 50-50
yeah.
every year if I'm going to do that or not. So, yeah, that is what we do.
We don't really do anything. So, I just realized I only read the top half of the question. I never said which is the big holiday for us in summer.
Spoiler alert, it's 4th of July.
Guys, this is what happens when we don't record for a long time and we just willy-nilly slack. So now you're going to get the trying to catch up, trying to say, tell 10 different side stories.
Yeah.
So anyway, hence right now. Our 4th of July this year was different because my aunt was down, my mom's sister, who I love. So she doesn't eat red meat.
Okay.
So we did chicken, grilled chicken instead.
Okay.
So we usually do hamburgers, hot dogs, sometimes ribs 1 year.
Okay.
So, but this year we did like grilled barbecue chicken, potato salad, pasta salad, coleslaw, and a relish tray or a some, I don't know, you know. But, well, as I said before, what we usually do is hot dogs, hamburgers, relish tray, and that's it. But depending on how, if my younger brother wants to add an extra food option, if he wants ribs, if he wants whatever, we'll try to add it as long as my mom is able to cook it. If she can't cook it, it's not on the menu.
Makes sense.
So, yeah. So this year we just did like grilled chicken, and grilled turkey sausage or we did sausage, grilled sausage, with no fennel in it, which was Italian sausage with no fennel, which was delicious.
Okay.
So we like sausage sandwiches. So we did sausage for like the red meat people and then grilled chicken for the, like, for my aunts, because we had to like accommodate her and we know like what she can and cannot have, which was nice. So, then the fireworks, which is only like not even 5 minutes long. And I have no interest in the fireworks because they're nothing like Disney since I was there in March and nothing will compare to Disney fireworks.
Okay.
Seven.
Do you celebrate any other holidays in the summer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Christmas in July, which...
Heck yeah.
Which we celebrate at work, like where I work, like I work with kids, but apparently that this year I wasn't there. So, and, but we do celebrate it at the beach. And I wore like my shirt that said most likely to break an ornament. It's a funny Christmas shirt. So is it that or most likely to shake the gifts? So I went with the most likely to break an ornament because I'm notorious for breaking ornaments around Christmas. Yeah, I broke one of my own and we super glued it together. And I was like, oh, and it's like my name, like my formal name is Katerina. It's Russian. Everyone's like, oh, it's so pretty. And I'm like, yep, thanks. You don't want to know where it's from, though. No, I'm kidding. And I tell people, I go by Katie or Kate. They're like, oh, I love your name. I'm like, thanks. So the ornament is my formal name, Katerina, but each letter is a different object. So the E is like an elephant.
Okay.
Like an A is a ladder. An I is whatever. A K is something. But I broke it, or like I accidentally, like I was putting it on and I thought I closed the hook. I never locked the hook. Lock, close, or however you want to say it. Like make sure it stays to the tree limb. And all of a sudden it slid and it broke. But it broke enough that it was big enough chunks that we could glue it back together. But, like, this I'll have to show you when I go on Christmas. I'll have to show you. It's, like, giant chunks. And it's, like, you could see where it broke and, like, where we tried to glue it back together. So, Christmas in July, we do. They have Santa on the fire truck. Oh, my gosh. On the lifeguard truck. Lifeguards are the elves. They pass out candy canes to all the kids. And, like, they have a band on the back of the one truck. And they play Christmas songs. And they have all the people trying to sing along, and yeah.
When I celebrated just because, like, I love Christmas, so I'm like,
yeah. You're she is more of a Christmas person than I am. I'm more of a Scrooge on Christmas. I'm like, I don't care. I don't have any money.
But I was like, what we used to do when I would go to my great aunt's shore cottage way back in the day is for Christmas in July, we would, the elves would run around to the cottages and the campground and collect food donations.
Aww.
And then it would go to a food pantry. Because the place, the camp we went to was big on, like, pay it forward and bless others as God has blessed you. So that's how we celebrated that. And then my aunt would be like, Have not. She's like, it's not really Christmas. Literally. So, yes.
What is your favorite and least favorite chore in summer? Oh, that's...
Holy cow. My least favorite is cutting the grass. I do not do that. My mom, my sister can do that. I hate it.
Right? I'm like, wait a minute, what chore? Oh, probably having to take, like, I love my dog, don't get me wrong, but, like, coming off the beach and then running to go take my dog out and then trying to hop in the shower and then rush to get dressed for dinner if we're going out. The least favorite chore is bringing my bird.
Okay.
So I have a pet bird. His name is Trevor. He is a cockatiel. Yes, he talks. No, he does not say mean or bad words. I did not teach him that. And I will never teach him that. He is 16. They live up to like 20 to 30, whatever. So trying to pack him up wasn't that bad as I thought. It's just the drive down. Like the first half, he's good. And then, like, we get 45 minutes into the drive, and then he's like, Rit! I'm like, oh my God, Trevor, shut up. But he's in the back seat, buckled. So, like, I usually put him in the front seat with me because, like, he's got to be next to mom, which is me. But it's like a safety hazard. So this year, I had him in the back seat. I made sure the music was loud enough that he could hear it. And then the one song that BTS sings is DNA with the whistle. Mm-hmm. Oh, he knew right away. The second he heard the whistle, he was so happy. Mm-hmm. And the second it stopped, he go, Reek! I'm like, oh God, we're going to put this song on repeat for the rest of the drive. So I have like the whistle part down in my head. And then eventually we were like, literally, I'm not kidding, 10 minutes from the beach house. Mm-hmm. Not even 10 minutes. And like, we got over that last bridge. He just went off. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, your treats are packed in the bag. I cannot reach back and get them. Like, they are literally in the bag, packed in a bag. So, drive down wasn't... Drive home was better because I put the treats and the food in the front seat with me. And the treat bag is only, like, this big, and I could, like, open it. It's Nutri-Berries, and, like, they call them popcorn treats. Okay. Those legit popcorn, bird-safe popcorn with, like, seeds and stuff on them, which was really good. And I threw some in there mid-drive, and he stopped, and then I turned on BTS DNA on repeat 4 times, and I'm like, okay, we're done. And then I'm, like, literally 2 minutes from our driveway. No, four. We were literally 5 minutes from our development. And I'm like, we are literally... just about to turn into our development. Can you wait? So what I do is I would like tap on his carrier crate and he would stop. He just wanted that attention that I was acknowledging him.
Yeah.
But like for me as a driver, I cannot reach over to the and like tap on the thing. Cause like gosh forbid a cop comes by and sees me doing that. They're gonna think I'm woohoo. And I'm not. It's just my bird doesn't want to shut up. So that's probably the least favorite thing I have to do.
Okay.
Is travel with my bird.
For favorite, I think mine, this will all sound ridiculous, is cleaning up to put up the fall decorations. Because we do that in summer. Because.
Oh. Time out. Time the frig out. You put fall decorations up in August?
Yes.
I'm giving Shay the dirtiest look right now, as if, like, you stepped on something that you should, like, I am right now about to, we're about to, like, end this friendship in 2 seconds. Shay. It's not October yet! No! I'm going to tell you, no! No, no! No, not allowed!
That's what Disney
no! does. No! Screw what Disney does! It's not September, August. I say fall decorations do not belong up until mid-October. Before Halloween, your fall decorations can go up. I don't even have fall decorations. And I'm the only one who puts up Halloween decorations in my house, and I wait literally 2 days before Halloween to put them up. Nobody else will do it, and I'm the one who puts them up and puts them down. Nobody else will do it. No, no. No, no. No. Your turn or mine?
I believe yours.
What is your favorite seasonal food in summer? Ooh!
It used to be Polish water, right?
Oh, it's not anymore.
Now, I'll have to find a new favorite season. So, I'm thinking maybe...
Sorry.
It's okay. I can't move my leg.
I forgot, like, her leg is right where my foot is, and I accidentally kicked her, and I'm in sneakers. She's barefoot, so I'm like... You okay, though?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I should have looked before I did that. I had to adjust my legs.
So this might be controversial.
As long as it's not putting fall decorations up at the end of August, I think we'll be okay.
I am reading the A Court of Thorns and Roses series. And I got a cookbook.
Okay.
For, like, a Feast of Thorns and Roses. It's an
I've heard the book. I haven't read it. I'm still trying to finish Haunting Adeline. I'm on chapter 34. I tried to get back into my mom's Audible, and it doesn't show up. I'm on my mom's Audible account. It doesn't show up. None of the books that I've listened to show up. And I'm like, oh, great. I have a Haunting Adeline, but it's like, I'd rather... listen to it because it's more extreme. I can like get in the sense of what the guy is saying through his voice. I'm like, oh my gosh. All right, anyway.
But there's, yeah, it's called A Feast of Thorns and Roses, the unofficial cookbook of A Court of Thorns and Roses by Chelsea Cole. Now there's like an entree type dish in there that I cannot wait to try.
Okay.
But there's this one thing, and it's kind of by, like,
I like how we're only on 7, and we have 10, 8 more.
And I don't know if this is, like, a summer dish, but lemons remind me of summer.
Yes.
So there's a lemon curd tartlet.
Curd? Like, cheese curd?
Yeah, I have some lemon curd, if you would ever like to try it. I think in England they use it as, like, a jam situation.
Okay.
But they have a lemon curd tartlet in this book, and I'm just like, that sounds lovely.
Yes.
So, I'll say that right now, because my dang Polish water ice let me down. My goodness gracious, it's a 50-minute long
podcast. Oh my gosh, okay, let's keep going, let's try and get this done.
Or do you want to do a two-parter like we did with cooking? Because
we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You want to do like 3 more?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do three more and we'll second part this and then we'll get to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, this is going to be a two-part episode because there's so much going on.
Decided just now.
Yeah.
As you're listening.
We did that. Okay, seasonal food. I like seafood. I'm like a huge seafood fan. So like during summer we just did like went out to dinner Monday through Thursday and most of the time I got seafood, which is phenomenal. But my favorite seafood was probably like that I always get at the one restaurant Beach Creek is called barbecue strawberry salmon. And it's
okay.
It's like a fillet of salmon, like probably about like this big, not that big. With barbecue sauce, but it's like a barbecue strawberry, and I have like strawberry, piece sliced strawberry on the salmon. My gosh, delicious! It is so good. The one time I got chicken was at Menz's, where I met my moose friend, Bullwinkle. Don't ask. Menz's is a very eclectic. Like, I mean, old school eclectic restaurant. Like, they have an old time candy store in there. You can, like, cowtails. Like, I mean, candy cigarettes, which I probably should not have said. But, like, I mean, like, the old time candy that we used to, like, from, like, the 90s and stuff. Like, the wax candy bottles, like, that stuff, to, like, okay. Now candy. They have a mini, like, game room. It's such a cute little place. So, all right. Candy.
Thank you. Okay. Do you go to festivals or carnivals in summer?
No.
Okay.
I was home for the Canoe Carnival in Medford, because I was pet sitting the weekend before I left for vacation. The one house in Medford was like decked out. Like the Wonka.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I was like,
that must have
like good grief.
But I, for us, we don't do anything.
Mm-hmm. And then do you want to, since the next question kind of goes with it, and then we'll have 10 more
okay.
episode part 2.
Okay. What is your favorite food to eat at a festival slash carnival?
Look, I used to be a funnel cake fiend, but it is too messy now.
What is the carnival that they used to do at Holy Eucharist? Sorry, this is the church that
Pine
is,
Barrens.
Yes, Pine Barrens. We used to go to the Pine Barrens Festival. I used to go. But
I once spent a lot of money
for a flippin' Charmander. Yeah. I mean, because that's what we went.
Dark.
Yeah. Yes. We went to that together.
Yeah.
Was it just you and me or was it? Yeah. And we ran into some of my old friends from high school.
But they had like money on that.
Yes, you did. I think you spent like at least 40 to 50 bucks.
Yeah. And you just like, were like, I'll be back. And then you'd like come back to the game stand with like,
A beer. This is before I stopped drinking.
This is probably like 7 years ago.
Seven and a half years ago.
And
they had
a
beer garden.
Throwing darts at
and
I'm not getting anything.
So I was like, I'll be back. So I ran into a couple of friends at the beer garden. They have like a beer garden. You have to be 21 and over to actually enter, blah, 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 whatever. So I went there. I met up with a couple of old high school friends. And I probably had like what 2 to 3 beers, and then by the time I got to the fourth one, I was like, you know, I should probably check on my friend to see how Shay's doing. So I'm coming back walking with a beer, and she literally just I find her because I kind of figured out where she would be, and she was like, I'm desperate to get this Charmander. I was like, okay, you're safe and whatever. I get back
you're broke but you're safe,
and I literally walk up to her and I'm like, hey, it was right before she was about to start another game. And she turns to me and goes, do you have an extra $10? And I was like, what the heck?
But I remember I won him on that next throw.
You won on the last try. And I have a beer, like not even a, I took like maybe four sips out of it, and I have it in my hand. She turns to me and she goes, "Hey, do you have extra money, right?" And I said, "Sure." So I gave her like what was it, $10?
I think it was five.
Five per game. So I gave her a five, but I gave her the extra five too, just in case if she lost this round. So, and I'm standing there holding a beer, and then all of a sudden she gets it, and I'm like, she was so excited. I'm excited. I think I spilled half my beer because we were both so excited that she got it. And I was like, screw the beer. I was like, let's just throw this out anyway.
Oh my god, it was ridiculous.
That was an adventure. That was probably the last time I was actually there. That was the last time I was actually ever there.
Mm-hmm. And then they canceled it
because of COVID, right? Yeah. I don't think they do it anymore.
They don't.
But they do St. Mary's of the Lakes.
What they did is the pastor at the time, because I remember seeing it on Facebook and people were like fired up, was because the pastor at the
Holy Eucharist
at the time said they, because I can't remember if it was a guy or a girl.
I think it was a guy, because my dad knows. That's where my dad goes to church, like in the winter.
The guy, the pastor, pretty much said, that's our largest source of income, and I don't want to rely on just the carnival to make money for the church. So he canceled the carnival going forward.
Ah. All right, hold on. Let's see if you know this.
Okay.
Side note. It says, 5 minute more category, literary genres.
Okay.
A subgenre of fantasy is known as S&S, this weapon, and sorcery.
I have no idea.
What? All right, anyway. Snakes and shoots and... No.
Fish. Hammer.
No, S&S. Has to start with S&S. This weapon. Sword and...
Sword and shield. Maybe.
Sorry, guys. All right, anyway.
And this is why I think it's two different...
Okay. Did we...
Okay.
So,
you wanna
close it out?
Okay. There.
So, we ended on
11.
Okay.
So, we'll start at 12.
When we come back.
When we return.
Okay. So, sorry guys, this is part one. So with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com or follow us on Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, sorry, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear your feedback. We hope you have an awesome day. We'll see you again next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.